Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hear from the callers and war game what you really think is happening here. Obviously, it's huge. It's big. What is good to the economy is over the top. Wilbur Ross thinks it might help the economy. We're going to talk about that, too. The circus in the Senate has now turned into intimidating people and saying maybe Rand Paul should be arrested. Maybe he's a criminal. That's what Democrat senators are saying. I've got the video clips. I'm getting to that later. We're going to your calls right now. We got Danny. We got George. We've got Brad. We've got Robert. We got Justin. We got Joshua. We got Pastor Sam. We got Jerome. We got Lyle. We got Doug. We got a lot more. Let's talk to Danny in Oregon. Danny, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alan. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to chat about the the impeachment trial with the nobody seems to be, I guess, everybody's just tired of talking about it. But, tomorrow's when they decide whether or not to go ahead with witnesses. We've got Mittens.
And you know they're going to go ahead with probably witnesses. They all love it. They're going to have witnesses, I'm predicting.
Right. I mean, it's
oh, but no one can say the name of Eric Ciramalo. Oh, the president's indicted, but the guy that made it up, we can't. I mean, just 101, you face your accusers. But those damn dirty Democrat deep state lawyers, the very ones trying to shut us down, the very same trash, literally are telling everyone that you don't get to face your accuser. How freaking dangerous are these people? Sorry.
I agree.
I got a lot of personal anger at frickin' Blumenthal. He quarterbacks the whole. He says America's survival depends on taking Alex Jones off the air. What type of authoritarian crap is that? You un-American slime bag! And he also goes around. He's a combat veteran, Vietnam, the Marines. He literally ran the Marine Toys for Tots program at the Senate. He was a senatorial fluffer. His job was getting on his knees in front of senators. That's what he did in the Marines, because they like Marine uniforms. That's what he did. Sorry, go ahead. I'm serious.
It's the time to get angry. I it's the time to take action and do something. People who are containing themselves.
He's like Brian Williams saying he got shot down in a helicopter. He's a frickin' lion snake. And now he wants Rand Paul arrested. F you, Blumenthal! Go to frickin' hell! Ah, you'll never beat me, and you'll never beat America! Sorry. Just go ahead, I'm gonna stop.
That's okay. I said, it's time for people to get upset.
These people tried to plant frickin' child porn on me, man. They want to destroy me, they hate America, and I'm sick of them!
I'm sick of them as well, Alex. I'm thank God that you're still on the air.
I'm going to run TV ads in Connecticut about how he is a stolen valor piece of crap. You piece of crap, Blumenthal. Oh, sorry, I'm letting stuff out of the bag here. I shouldn't be doing that.
Well, also, we know the witnesses are coming, and it's fine because Trump's going to not be removed regardless of the current trajectory. It's all a giant distraction campaign by the Democrats. It's a double purpose. They want to cover their tracks because they have a lot to lose. And the same thing with the Russia, and the Russia Gate, Spy Gate. All of it is just one.
Oh, that
thing
son of a bitch is always saying I'm a Russian agent too, man. Oh God! And again, it's not what he's doing to me. It's that he's such a piece of crap on America's back. I want that monkey off our back, don't you?
Absolutely. We can just hope and pray that this will all come crashing down on them, and it is. It is. It's just taking a while. It's like when you drain the swamp, you're going to have a bunch of nasty swamp creatures flopping around, gasping for air, and that's what we're seeing right now. Trump needs to stay focused on the tasks at hand, and I got to say I give him a lot of credit when he does kind of just ignore what's going on with the impeachment. The little bit of time that he is able to do that, like the March for Life, for instance.
I love Trump. It's like wanting your own right arm to be more strong, though. You get pissed, like, get these people off me, Trump.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We got Black Sunshine. We got George. We got so many other people holding. I'm going to race through your calls now as best I can. Let's go ahead and talk to Lyle, then Doug, and others. Lyle, thanks for holding from Idaho. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, bud?
Man, I tell you, I am charged up like a high-powered tension wire right now.
Well, you know, we must live in parallel universes because in terms of the scorched earth policy, we can get so bogged down in the minutiae of a lot of this crap that, you know, it's just want to go slash and burn. But for me, for the macro view, I mean, first of all, what you were talking about earlier is that, you know, this is a war against good and evil. And I encourage all our listeners, and I do myself, read Ephesians 6. 10 through 18 every day, putting on the armor of God. Because that's really where, excuse me, where we get our power from. And in terms of, you know, what's going on with this virus and kind of the broad view, I've been listening to Dr. Steve and Mike and all you guys the past few days as I've been working. I'm an oil field worker in the Rocky Mountains. But I listen to you guys as I'm roaming around location doing stuff. And I'm kind of at odds to whether this was mistakenly let out early or not. That's in question, but
Mike Adams is right most of the time. He thinks it was a bioweapon. It's obviously an engineer, but he thinks it did escape. The Chinese have a big history of letting this stuff out.
Indeed. And so, you know, this, in terms of, once again, the macro view, this kind of sets up on a societal and a global level to allow these monsters like Gates or whatever to roll out these vaccines in the future with live viruses with impunity. You know, and I think that whether this was intentional or not, I think long term, that's one of the areas they're going. And then secondly, the only point I wanted to make was I think an added bonus for these monsters is that we're already, as Talente has pointed out many times, we're in a global economic slowdown. We've kind of been insulated from it because of QE 5 or 6.
Inflationary. But it's like using a defibrillator on somebody. I don't think Trump has any other choice. People can academically say he's wrong to do it. It's the world we're in. There's a global devaluation happening. We have to make sure the dollar's on top when all these others go down. And I'm not saying I like that. But let me tell you, I don't want my kids starving to death in a freaking civil war.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, it's, so I think one of the added benefits for the globalists in this whole set of events is that they want to see our economy impacted to the point where it will somehow affect.
And that's the answer. Trump's not responding and hasn't blocked the flights yet because he doesn't want them to say he's the one that caused the panic, and he thinks they're trying to set him up with this virus. But then I see the coordinated systems from every major company, I mean, usually company, and that's what they are. Russia is lockstep with this coronavirus propaganda. Whether it's true or not, they're lockstep. Well, that means some emergency system has been activated where they're all going off a central script. That only happens when they activate the global governance, global pandemic emergency systems. They admit they have. They're just not telling folks it's been activated. So that tells me that we're in world government right now. I appreciate your call. And that's really the big announcement here is we're in world government right now. You can say, well, that's the reason we're in a crisis. Yeah. But the same world government says no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Think about that. It's borders that, like cells have a membrane or plant cells have a wall. They're there for a reason. And they're trying to take away that simple thing. Like, walls make good neighbors. Fences make good neighbors. Because you know what? There's a million reasons you got a fence. It's not that you hate your neighbor. You have privacy. Maybe you want to piss on the flowers in your backyard. Maybe you're arguing with your wife. Or maybe, that's why we have this. So we have who we are. And we want to go out in public. We do it. That's why everything in the universe has its nest. That's why clownfish go back in the coral and come back out. Because they want their little place. And the system's telling us you don't get that privacy. It's that individualism. And I know I'm stating super obvious things here. But that's what they're assaulting. They're assaulting that. Let's go ahead and go to Johnny in Denmark. Regular caller, always makes good points. Then we'll go to Doug's Room and others. Go ahead, Johnny. What's on your mind right now with this coronavirus?
Yeah, hi again, Alex. Yes, third time I'm talking to you. It's a pleasure. And my compliments to your guest hosts, all of them, doing a great job.
Thank you.
Tom Pappert and Harrison Smith.
You mean
and
Emperor Pappert?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you listened to the my call in at the war room yesterday, but I was making the point that, first of all, the analysis on InfoWars of the coronavirus spread is light years ahead of what's in the MSM, mainstream media, which isn't saying much, but in this case it is, because it's very interesting, and it's to your credit that you brought on not straw men, but iron men for both cases. You know, Mike Adams for the case of this is something we need to worry about, and Steve Pachenik for the case of this is something we don't need to worry about. They're both very intelligent, very qualified people, and I can see why each of them thinks that they're right relative to the other.
And again, we're not getting some corporate order. You watch CNN, it's all everyone agrees because they're told. I don't know what's going on exactly, so I'm going to have different people on, just like I'm having callers. I really want to hear what you think.
Yeah, again, as I said, that's to your credit. I really appreciate that. And, you know, what keeps me on about 10 hours a day watching all
Thanks for putting up with us. But that's the way everything used to be. Everything is just a free-for-all. That's what we should have, a free-for-all, and then figure it out together. That's how we figure stuff out.
Right. And here's what I figured out. Mike Adams makes a very good case. I mean, he may be, in terms of people, except maybe for people with esoteric information who have been spreading this thing, the world's leading expert on the literature that's out there about that. His analysis is superb.
He does work 15 to 18 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, not only this, but I mean, the fact that he speaks fluent Chinese and he has connections in China and, you know, reads the Lancet. Oh, by the way, it's 15%, not 18%.
I know. It was some kind of like spread rate, 18%. I'm sorry, I get things wrong.
Yeah, 15% of the 83%, so it's 12.5% of the total population, if that's the case. But as you repeatedly pointed out, the sample size is small and, So Mike did a very good job of covering the literature that's out there in a very academic
way. What do you think of what Pachenik was saying? I mean, he still works for the government, so he'll say a lot of things when he thinks it's important. When he disagrees with the government, he'll come and attack the government, and I respect that. But when he agrees, he will then parrot the line. And I think we saw that happening yesterday.
Not sure about that.
I don't mean that meanly either. I'm saying when he disagrees with it, he will disagree with things, and he's very bold. But when he agrees with something, he'll proselytize it, and I think that's what we were saying yesterday.
Yeah, I think the thing with Steve is he doesn't have as much specific knowledge about this particular coronavirus, maybe about coronavirus, which is generally, but about this coronavirus, Mike just trumps him in terms of knowledge. However, the problem is, it's an epistemological problem. Sure, based on the best official literature that's out there, Mike has done the best analysis and maybe taken in the most information. However, Steve's point, though, I don't think he articulated it so well, as I mentioned to Harrison yesterday, is that he's the old gunslinger. He's seen all this before. And I'd like to make a parallel, as I did yesterday and also the day before on the War Room, to the AIDS virus. It came out. It was, I'm old enough to remember. I'm 55 and a half or 8 years old. Remember, because of InfoWars products, I get large. I don't sound it, but I am. I haven't been sick in more than 14 years, since at least as early as 2005.
Wow.
I'm in very good health. And actually, that's one of the points. The good news for the average person is don't worry too much about it, regardless of whether it's engineered or what or not. Just take care of your health. Get yourself an 8-pack.
Well, that's right. God gave us things that'll protect us. Okay, I got the 2 calls. More coming up. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the trial, it's really heating up, and later in the next hour, I'm going to get to it. They're calling for Rand Paul's arrest on TV. Senators are calling for him to get in trouble for saying the name of the godlike whistleblower, because they can't say you coordinated with Eric Ciramella, didn't you? Because Schiff's already said he didn't, even though earlier he said he did. I mean, they're caught in serious crimes, okay? I mean, normally if this virus thing wasn't so big, I'd be all over this, but we're going to get to it next hour. I want to at least get to this first bank of calls. But the backdrop is really that. A bunch of lying, out-of-control, crazy mad scientists with a bunch of corrupt lawyers working for them who are trying to invert reality and train us to accept total disinformation. It's just not working. And they're getting more desperate, and they're trying their old tricks. They're just turning the volume up, and it's not making people submit to them. It's driving people into a rage. And maybe that's what they want, is to get violence going, because they know they can't win politically. Regardless, they're going to lose. It might not be very comfortable for those of us at the tip of the spear in this process, but a pain kind of feels good, doesn't it? We're running into these people. We're colliding. We're banging heads. Believe me, they're hurting a lot worse. So that's, I was never into masochism, but now I am. I finally get the religion of that, not physical pain, but spiritual, because it's literally what animates us. It's what makes us rise to the occasion, and it's what fuels the resistance. And to see humanity awaken out of the coma is a beautiful thing. To see those still in the coma like zombies walking around is very, very sad. We need to get them out of the trance. We need humanity to awaken. That's the answer. But the backdrop is, the globalists are everywhere saying humans are bad, get rid of us, need to wipe out humanity, we need a super virus. That's everywhere in pop culture now. Back when I made Endgame, it wasn't. I was like, look at this transcript of this document, and here's their statement here, and this is really scary, isn't it? The world leaders want to kill us and set up this new system. Now they're like, kill yourselves, it's a liberal, don't have children. They're like, we have like six kids and, you know, jumbo helicopters and jets. Those are the people hyping up all the viruses and patenting the coronavirus and scurrying around, casting themselves as a savior. Bill Gates with a Netflix show that just came out last week, 2 weeks ago, about the global end of humanity and mass death. Oh, but he'll save us with a shot because he wants you to metaphysically accept it. And my name is the Count Dracula. I moved in next door. Would you let me come into your home for dinner? So I am invited. I am a guest for dinner. I'm going to be enjoying this. I don't like the fish that's on the menu. I like something, red meat is more of my liking, my darling. I mean, they need you to take your kids into them, just like in every culture you had to bring your children to the high priest so they could gut them or throw them into a furnace. It's back again. Should I take your calls, but I think what I just said is important. We got Lou, we got Penny, we got Doug, we got Pastor Sam, we got everybody here. MRS, storable food at the Trump rally and Trump and the coronavirus. Penny, the pandemic, government hiding things. Let's go to Penny in Florida, then Doug, and then Pastor Sam. Go ahead, Penny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
We're in the thick of the war now. I'm totally charged up. It's beyond fear, or beyond anger, or beyond apatheticness. I'm pretty charged up. How are you doing?
Well, I'm kind of freaking out for many reasons. Let me first give you a little bit about my background. I've been listening to you, believe it or not, since 1999. I would start out on an AM radio station. And I have also bought so many products from you, it's insane. So,
well, you're the reason we're on air.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad I could help.
I mean, literally, it's like this is a child you had. When someone's been supporting us that long, you are InfoWars.
Well, thank you. I believe I am.
No, don't thank me. I'm thanking you, Mama. Literally. Been supporting us 21 years. You built the damn thing.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we need to keep doing what we're doing, because I just can't believe how many people are asleep. I mean, they are fast asleep, and I try to wake people up, and they know how they act. So
they're lazy. They think they're getting ahead because they don't care. They think not caring is a value. They don't understand caring is like lifting weights. It makes you stronger. They just don't get it.
Yeah, no.
They think empathy is painful, because it is. It is painful, but that's enslavement leaving the body.
Right. Well, I was in the military. I am a veteran, and I also worked for a major aerospace company back in the 80s. And I and myself were the first two people to ever sue for fraud a major aerospace company, and we were on 60 Minutes, we were on 2020, and after everything was said and done, and I mean, we got them. We got them with so much evidence, falsifying tests and blah, 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 and it was one of the most lethal bombs there was at the time.
I remember this. Tell folks the case so they can look. I should have you on as a guest. Tell folks the case.
It was the MX missile, and Northrop made the MX missile.
Exposed the MX missile in Northrop Grumman. I remember all that.
You do? Cool.
Yeah. No, well, ma'am, let me get your full name and numbers. I want to get you on as a guest. I remember that they were like the launching, or what was it, the MIRV technology, the guidance. It was basically, it was fake missiles in the silos. Sorry, start over.
Oh, yeah. There was all, they falsified tests, the job that I had. I walked around every department. I was in a kind of job that took me everywhere. So I got to talk to a lot of people.
And for folks who don't know, that was the big Reagan-era intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yes, it was. Yep. So I could go on and on with that, but I will talk more about that at another time. But what I do want to talk to you about is that because of all the fraud that I've seen in my life, I know what the government does and how they act and how they're liars and how they don't care. It's all about money. It's all about power. So we know that. I live in Florida, and I'm close to all the, this is going to get to the pandemic thing. I'm close to all the, Universal and Disney and all that. And I'm supposed to go to Universal tomorrow, and I'm like scared to death to go. I really am.
I think you should go with your gut. See, that's the thing. I'm concerned for my children, and I'm feeling real concern. Call it fear. But I never in the past would follow my gut. I always follow it now. And I think this is something big. I don't know if it's going to be the economic collapse it causes. I don't know if there's something else out there. But I fundamentally am concerned as well. And I think everybody is. Stay there. Don't hang up. I want to hear more from you. What incredible listeners. That's why we got to give each caller time here, because they're just amazing. Benny, don't hang up. To get Benny on as a guest. I remember the whole, see, when I was younger, back when all that MX missile stuff came out, I was a little kid. That's what I was into. So I was reading newspapers about MX missiles and watching the Lair News Hour. So that's just what I've always been into. And so that's why I know about that. But we'll be right back on the other side with Penny, Lou, Doug, Joshua, Justin, Leticia, Brad.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals Iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the Infowar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Watching and watching and waiting for the President of the United States to block flights from China into the United States. But Trump is really a very practical person. He, at neurotic OCD level, won't do something if it's too late. And that's really the truth. The virus is all over the planet. So the question is, why are they acting like it's so deadly? Maybe it is. I'll tell you one thing. We're going to find out, aren't we? It's kind of like I have a child growing up that has a lot of potential. Wonder what they're going to be. Wonder what they're going to do. There's something about that kid. Other times, you kind of know what's going to happen to the child, don't you? Not a lot of potential. But sometimes they amaze you. Sometimes the child you thought was going to be the golden child turns out to be the disappointment. The child you thought wasn't going to have the potential had all the potential. Well, this virus is a bad sign. It's not good, is it? We've got to ask ourselves, how bad is it going to get? Why are they responding like this? What's really going on? I have some good news here in a moment, though. Powerful video that's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that needs to be shared around. And I'll just leave it at that. But finishing up with Penny, who was saying she was an MX missile whistleblower. I remember all that, Penny. I think I remember even you on the news, going from my memory, because things back then are almost photographic. The things I see now, I don't have photographic memory anymore, but old stuff I pretty much do. But that's amazing. But saying what you're seeing in Florida and why you're concerned.
Yeah. I listened to the show yesterday, and you had Pachenik on, you had Mike Adams, right? And I was listening to everything everybody was saying, and I just don't know what to think. And I want to go to Universal Studios tomorrow. I have a ticket with my adult daughter, and we were going to go as a Christmas present to me, actually. And we're just thinking, should we go or not?
I don't think you've got to worry. I mean, of course, if one person's out of a job, it's a depression for them. But if you're out of a job, you know, it's a depression. But if it's not, it's a recession. It's the same thing. I don't think the virus has spread that widely other than China at this point. I mean, it's already out there. There's a lot of other stuff out there as well. And so I think driving your car to Universal is going to be more dangerous than you going there. If you saw Chinese who speak Chinese and are coughing or telling you, I would definitely go the other direction. But I personally was not going to go on a short vacation just because of this. The more I think about it, I think I will, because it's going to take a few more weeks for it to build up. Other than a plunge in the economy, other than other unforeseen things. But I don't have all the answers. I don't know. And so I'm kind of on the fence about, was I going to go on this vacation? I mean, already there's so much news. I'm bringing the crew with me now just for like part of a week, just so I'll do the show now every day, because I need to recharge a little bit before we go into the full campaign mode. I'm going to work 7 days a week. And I'm like making excuses for going on vacation. I've canceled like 4 vacations. My wife is really sick of it. But I promised her and the baby, and she's almost 3, the other children will be in school, stay with my parents, I'm digressing. Thank you, Penny, and I'll hope we get her name and number, because I want to get her on as a guest if she will. And I think Penny is emblematic of all of us. I mean, this is a huge response, but they're saying it's no big deal, and everybody else is canceling flights out of China to their country, but not Trump. So that's the big blinking red light. What does that mean? And in my view, what does it mean that the propaganda is all so unified? Russia is saying exactly what China and the U.S. and everybody else are saying. They're lockstep. Russia has, I should have added, closed its entire 2,600-mile border with China. Time to shut down travel between China and the U.S. That's what Senator Tom Cotton said. Who's a very smart senator. I'm always impressed when I watch him in Senate hearings, actually knowing what he's talking about. And so, yeah, that's common sense, though. So I'm a big Trumpophile, as everybody knows, but I'm sure the orange one has some reason for this, but I guess we got to just sit here and see it materialize. But, I mean, I know what it is. They don't want to panic the markets. So it's kind of redundant. Let's get to some good news, then back to your calls. They're going to celebrate, coming up in a few days, the Brexit party. Paul Watson's going to be there with Nigel Farage and others. I'm not bragging for Paul, but he's kind of cool in the inner circle of that revolutionary group. It's like Paul knows George Washington, because our revolution here came out of England. People came here from England and Scotland and Ireland and Germany and the Netherlands and other places to get away from oppression. And, of course, we set it back up here as well. We're not perfect, but we were trying, at least, and so we had some better things than other nations. And the EU is a tyranny. They're not undemocratic. They're anti-democratic. That's a perfect way of saying it. They're authoritarian by design. They didn't just slouch towards corruption. They want it. They want the classic evil, real McCoy, grim reaper of civilizations. I mean, they're bad dudes that have just turned over to evil. Because it's easier to be like that, just not care about anybody, except you die inside. But for these zombies, for these undead, whose souls are vampiric, their bodies die, but they are vampires, they can't see that. because they can't see the light. See the metaphor? The light destroys them because they've already turned themselves over to darkness. And so he just lays it out. And by the way, last week they banned having your flags in the EU Parliament. The EU Parliament's ceremonial, but it didn't matter. It became the bully pulpit to expose the whole authoritarian new Soviet Union that it is, literally hiring the former Soviet chief to run it, exempting themselves from taxes that they put on the people. I mean, just classic over-the-top stuff that you just can't even, it's just like, what? They're doing that? So they said, we're banning EU sports teams having nationalist names. They gave them 5 years to change their names. That was last year. Now, they have said that you will not have flags. And the German Federal Council passes bill giving 3 years in prison for denigrating the EU flag. That's just out. So, this is dangerous. So Nigel Farage went in there when they banned the flags and they waved them. So let's hear what he just had to say. Here it is.
And I can promise you, both in UKIP and indeed in the Brexit Party, we love Europe. We just hate the European Union. It's as simple as that. So I'm hoping this begins the end of this project. It's a bad project. It isn't just undemocratic, it's anti-democratic, and it puts in that front row. It gives people power without accountability. People who cannot be held to account by the electorate, and that is an unacceptable structure. Indeed, there's an historic battle going on now across the West, in Europe, America, and elsewhere. It is globalism against populism. And you may loathe populism, but I tell you a funny thing, it's becoming very popular. And it has great benefits. No more financial contributions. No more European Court of Justice. No more common fisheries policy. No more being talked down to. No more being bullied. No more Guy Verhofstadt. I mean, what's not to like? I know you're going to miss us. I know you want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye. And we'll look forward in the future to working with you as sovereign.
Well, that's incredibly powerful. You hear they cut his mic off. The control freaks just cannot stand it. You know they've tried to kill him 6 times. I know the inside baseball. Let's leave it at that. Plane crashes, you know, the French police confirmed they sabotaged the brakes and the lug nuts on his car. And when he said he was retiring, that was to give the EU a chance to back down. They didn't. So that's George Washington material out there. That's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. And they tried to kill him over and over again. So I haven't reach that lofty status yet. I mean, they are so afraid of Nigel Farage, and he's so real. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's about you. Again, he comes on this show. I can twist his arm and get him on. They attack him big time, the national news over there when he does. And he'll tell you half the support of UKIP, going back 20 years ago, he'd come on the show, was from this show. They didn't have any media over there, but they had a huge listenership, still do in England. We were higher rated there on Alexa than we are in the U.S., and it was this audience. You summoned Nigel Farage. He'll tell you they wouldn't have gotten there without you. America helped them have the revolution. They helped us have ours. It just, history keeps repeating. Just like 1776. That wasn't a fight against the British. It was a fight against the crown, the tyranny of that time. Now it's the EU. Oh, man, this is powerful. This is amazing.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, but this coronavirus is really just a watch and wait thing. The response is up at the top, except by the United States. So we'll try to figure it out with the callers, with the listeners. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We'd love to hear what you're seeing in your area. We have a lot of folks that have called us or sent us emails from China saying they want to come on the show. We're trying to line that up right now in the last day. So look for that to be happening. But you can just feel it. You can see it. It's the year 2020. It's going to be wild. I'll say this. It's a total win at every point of the compass. We have the best horrible food for the price. As I've said, you can go out and find gourmet stuff that's four or five times, depending on it, more expensive, that tastes better. Like some of the stuff that's out there, like this, some of the camping stuff, it's like, wow, this is really delicious. I go to a restaurant for this. The products from My Patriot Supply and their Ready Hour system is their entire line. We've always private labeled it so I can get around the prices and go even lower, but then that caused a big shakeup in the company and a bunch of stuff, so we still call it InfoWars Select, but it's all the same food. It's Ready Hour, okay? And they are running
out of the food. They have about 2 weeks of confirmed in their warehouses, in their three factories. And it's 24 hours a day shipping out. It takes 7 to 10 days if you get your orders in. Now it's guaranteed 7 to 10 days. They've got more 18-wheelers, and they're flying all over the country, and they're buying more food, but they got to check it and certify it, and it's a big deal. So their managers, including the owner, Matt Redhawk, and the founder, are crisscrossing up to three cities a day, going in, seeing it, seeing the testing, purchasing it. That's how stuff works at that level. You got to go put eyes on it. So they may have more food in a couple weeks, but at current sales rates, they'll be sold out probably closer to a week and a half or so. So I would get your orders in. This is the place I get my storable food. Nice big plastic, tote. Hell, I'll just walk over there and show you. And I'll go to your calls. But and then the other big win is it funds the operation. So this is insurance you can eat. And they've got special diets. They've got everything. I mean, they've got hundreds of different packages. But the big one people are getting is the 3 month and the 4 week. And every family should have this. I know my family has this. I've got a three-year food supply. Like I said, I've got months and months and months for everybody at my office here in case things get really serious, because that's just something you do. It's something that it's like brushing your teeth in the morning or drinking a cup of coffee. It's a default. And so it funds the InfoWar. It's insurance you can eat, a 360 win, InfoWarStore.com. And if you look at these babies, I mean, they are heavy, heavy containers. Big old heavy containers. And again, at Walmart or something, a plastic container like this, if you were just getting it to hold things, it would cost like $5 or whatever. And so, again, it's kind of hard to get these open at first. But these are jam-packed with high-quality food. Maple Grove oatmeal. This is an oatmeal container. And I just said to myself, why in the hell am I ordering food for myself, more food, and then not plugging it? And sure enough, everybody was buying food. I was kind of behind the curve on that because we're so ahead of the curve that it's just a default we're promoting high-quality, affordable food. But I'll tell you what you really should do. If you care about yourself and your children and your family, especially during the winter when stuff like this is spreading around, and it's the Immune Gargle with the patented nano silver at 15 parts per million Beyond Coil silver. Got the big bottles, got the little bottles, the medium-sized bottles. And the big bottles are all, people are figuring out, well, that's a big bottle, that's a better deal. These are all selling out. This will be sold out in probably a week or so. The others, maybe 2 weeks at current sales rates. But I'm keeping it at 40% off because that's where it was. You're going to get a better deal on high-quality nano silver than this. And it's the same nano silver, it's just at higher parts per million in the wound gel, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, it's important to have your vitamin D3. It's really important to have your fish oil that has that in it, and it's very bioavailable. But the first line of defense is the mouth, and that's where this stuff gets and grows, and it starts replicating first, as you know. Well, you hit yourself with this twice a day. And look, I personally think I get enough of it absorbed through the lips and through the gums and through the mouth. So I don't swallow it, but you can swallow. This is 15 parts per million if you want that added level. That's why it's called Immune Gargle, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done plugging, but people are getting prepared. That's smart. That's a default. So that's why we were ahead of the curve, is because that's what we're promoting. That's what we're doing. I like to be healthy. I like to live. I like my children to be healthy. I like them living. And so I'm already taking the X2. I'm already taking the Winter Sun. I've already got the swirlable food. I got the guns. I know how to use them. I know you do as well. We're the folks that are just old-fashioned, which is not old-fashioned. It's what humans are supposed to be, not completely domesticated idiots living hand-to-mouth. And I know a lot of folks can't have a bunch of swirlable food, but anybody can afford the four-week food supply because this is cheaper than you're going to get in any grocery store or any other storable food company that's decent quality. InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm done plugging, but the window is closing. We hope you don't ever need this, but you can go camping with it or give it away. But it's good to have. It's essential to have. And it's great to get it at InfoWarsStore.com because you know it's high quality. You know you're going to get it. And you know it funds the InfoWar. That's why I say it covers every point of the compass with a total 360 win. Okay, let's go ahead now and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Las Vegas, and then Pastor Sam, and Doug. I'm going to get to everybody. But Sam in Las Vegas, go ahead.
It's an honor, sir. I've listened to you for a long time. AM 670 in Las Vegas announced about approximately an hour ago that one of our hospitals here has a suspected case of the coronavirus, that the guy that's in the hospital is under quarantine, and he has been here in Vegas about 10 days.
Really?
Yes. They announced it just very nonchalant, and none of the local talk media, nobody's covering it. They made one announcement, and that was it.
Well, I don't want to scare people, but Paul Watson's got the big article up on Infowars.com where they've got this big medical science computer crunching company that's respected, and they said 183 million people infected by the end of February. And I was looking at it, that's the 29th of February? February is 28 days, but this is leap year, so I was looking at it. And if you believe the Lancet study, that's 15% death rate, I was saying 18, excuse me. I mean, if that's anywhere near true, this would be just super devastating, just from the fear factor in the economy and obviously all those sad deaths. So what do you think's going on?
Well, everybody knows it's a bioweapon.
Is that what everybody's saying?
Everybody that I've spoken with, they all know it.
All right.
That's all I had. I just wanted to put that out there. You may want to check with the Clark County Health Department and see if they've released a statement. But I'm sure your team will be all over it. Thank you, Alex, for everything you do.
Thank you. God bless you. Man, I just hope this isn't really super deadly. I'm hoping that nobody dies. It's just like, really? And then why isn't Trump stopping the flights from China? Because that's going to be the vector to bring it all in. I'm just going to keep asking that question because Russia's closed their borders with China. They banned the flights yesterday. Now this is just ongoing. So I'm just asking the question. Let's go ahead and talk to Pastor Sam, who actually helped Owen out when he was out on the road in Iowa. Pastor Sam, what do you think's going on?
You suggested it, Alex, that China had declared war on the United States and that Trump perhaps ordered a biological attack as a counterstrike. I've looked into that and thought about it some more, and I think that this is really viable. You know, it was China that was pushing us to go in and destroy Iran, which is the last country in the way of their Belt and Road Initiative. If you look at the map, which the other side of the world, you know, it's easy for America to forget about, but up against Russia, you got the Caspian Sea and the Aral Sea, and the only thing in the way of them bulldozing all the way to the Mediterranean is Iran. And even if they had a revolution, and the Persian people took power, it'd still be a sovereign nation with a strong military that China couldn't totally push around. So they needed to be a failed state. And I just see that global war has already begun. All the news that has not been reported, the nuclear detonation in the South China Sea, which to me looked like a nuclear death charge. Everybody forgot about that. Other attacks, the decapitation strike of the Taiwanese generals, or maybe that was just a 1 in 10 gazillion accident. No, I think it was a decapitation strike. Just cut the head off of the Taiwanese military, a nation that we're treaty bound to defend. So I think this is race specific, and that's the question that I have not been able to find an answer to. And we're
hold on. Let's come back and talk about that. The only reason that could be true is it's tit for tat in war. China's hitting us with fentanyl and has killed millions. And so, yeah, the Chinese genome is so similar, you could have a race specific just for them.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.